I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we're joined from CBS Sports. He is Dennis Dodd, who covers college athletics. Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Dennis, thanks for joining us. Hey, you talked to Jim Delaney, the commissioner of the Big Ten Conference. Give us a little more insight on what you learned and the pressure that's on the Big Ten. Let's face it, they've got some of the biggest programs in the country, and their programs are under scrutiny, especially over the last decade.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to basically the Sandusky scandal in 11, and it really started before then, I think that was the year that, before that even, that Tressel got fired maybe earlier that year. But be that as it may, going up to Ohio State and Maryland now, there have been, it's just a bad patch. I don't know if you can draw a line through it. The only common denominator is really Jim Delaney, and I'm not disparaging him, but in that span, four coaches have been fired for something other than wins and losses. Three of them for alleged player abuse. One, Tracy Clase at Minnesota, supported 10 players who threatened to boycott a bowl game because of sexual assault allegations. You've obviously had Larry Nassar, which look, carries the Big Ten brand. I know it was a lot of his Olympic stuff, but he was a Michigan State team doctor. You had the situation at Ohio State with Richard Strauss, who allegedly groped hundreds of athletes there. It's all over the board. There have been five, counting Penn State, which wasn't an official investigation, five major infractions cases with the NCAA that have resulted in penalties. So it's not a good look for the Big Ten right now.
So what do they do about it, Dennis? Is it just a fluky thing that happened, or is there something going on in the conference?
Well, Jim Delaney made the point that, and it was a good point. You can't compare a major infractions case in Nebraska that involved extra benefits involving textbooks with Jerry Sandusky, and I get that. But he also said that a lot of this is a reflection of society. And he brought up the numbers. He said, look on the Center for Disease Control sites. One in four women will be sexually assaulted, I think, of college age. One in five men. He quoted statistics saying that. And he said, if nothing else, we're just reflecting society. It doesn't mean we can't be better and we have to be better. He took those bullets. But no, he owned it. He owned a lot of it. I mean, he didn't skirt it. I mean, it's almost like he was waiting for someone to call him to bring this to light. There's like 17 incidents since 2011, and I just recounted some of them.
What do you think the conference's responsibility is here? To educate, to hold forums? I mean, it's hard for me to look at Jim Delaney and say, well, it's his fault that something's going on at Michigan State or something's going on at Ohio State.
When you're distributing $50 million a year to teams in rights fees money, you purport to be part of a system that has education first, I think it's a higher calling. This isn't the NFL. You owe something better to your students and your players. And the situation at Maryland is the same thing. Rutgers had its coach, I think, one or two years before they went on probation, their coach fired for improperly trying to influence a professor in changing a grade, Kyle Flood. So if you're going to have a mission statement or a code of ethics, yeah, you do have to take ownership of that. If you're going to go get Rutgers in Maryland and celebrate that, you're going to have to take the bullets with what's happening now. Can they do more? Jim Delaney said they have to do more. They have to be more vigilant.
Dennis Dodd joining us, covers college sports for CBS Sports. With the situation in Columbus right now, we found it preposterous that $500,000 has been allocated for this investigation. $500,000 that Ohio State's going to have to pay to, Dennis, I'm assuming, tell us that Urban Meyer is still going to be the head coach of this football program. That might not be the case, but I'm assuming that's what's going to happen. How insane is that? And just I think typical of so much of what seems to be going on in college sports these days, just flushing money down the commode.
Yeah, well, spending that much money on investigation, frankly, not my first thought in this. I mean, my first thought is the victim or the alleged victim, what may or may not have been known and when it was known, and that type of thing. Basically whatever it costs to get this done. The fact that Urban kind of went off the reservation while under investigation and while suspended, submitted that tweet, which basically I think everybody would agree, between the lines, you can fire me, but you owe me $40 million, and Gene Smith might want to go with me. I'm going to take him down with me. And that's what I got from it. So I think there's a lot to be decided there. I do get the feeling that I do agree that in some form he's going to be Ohio State's coach again, but I don't know that for sure.
Dennis, just kind of going back to that $500,000, I don't know, and you're right. I mean, the bottom line here is improving things.
Right. Moving forward.
I don't disagree with that, but it does seem to me that money should come from. I got to be honest with you. This happens at businesses and other places. And are we just saying because it's Ohio State, it's worth paying $1,600 an hour for an attorney to go in and investigate? I think it's hard for me to say to somebody in Cuyahoga County here, hey, by the way, you're paying for this investigation that's going on in Columbus. Do you see what we're saying on that?
The taxpayers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the people in charge of spending that tax money may have screwed up. How do the taxpayers get reimbursed? That's a political question. I don't know if I can answer.
Yeah, it's kind of been a little bit of a hot button topic here today too. It's like, okay, we understand everything. We want what's right to happen, but man, this seems crazy.
It doesn't mean it shouldn't happen to begin with. And we're just talking about accounting figures now.
Right. I'll buy in. All right. So Dennis, as you cover this story and you're talking about things that have happened in the Big Ten, and I've been asking pretty much everybody that we've talked to, especially with the resume that like you would have, Dennis, that how do you take stories that have happened in the past and how does that shape the way you kind of look at things right now into this story? Because it's hard for me not to talk about Ohio State and think about, okay, well, we just saw what happened and I always say Michigan State rather than USA Gymnastics, so it's interesting you said that, but you go back to Penn State, or here I think a lot of people want to go back to Tressel, and I think as a journalist, you sit here and some of it's your own resume in your head wondering, I want to make sure I tell this story right down the middle, or how do I do that? You know what I'm saying? How do we learn from stories that we've covered in the past to the stories that we are covering right now?
I think the overarching theme for me right now, forget Ohio State, just throw it out the window. The money has gotten so big and it's so unregulated that these schools are spending almost like drunken sailors on leave, on a weekend shore leave. When you have a coordinator making $2.5 million, the head coaches, what they make. I had an SEC AD tell me, and it wasn't exactly Alabama, every one of his team's charters. And that's great. That's a student-athlete benefit. That's a great thing from that money. But with that comes hubris. And it's not just college athletics. Enron, everything else. Chris Collins, the senator from Maine or whatever it was, who was allegedly at insider trading. When the money gets so big, you're bound to have stuff like this. The overarching thing is an amateur educational model bumping right up against a for-profit capitalistic business model, and it happens every day. You're bound to have this. What happens at Ohio State really doesn't matter. It's going to happen again somewhere else because there's nobody to regulate it in general. There's ADs, there's presidents, but there's no commissioner of football. The NCAA doesn't oversee football. They set the play and practice rules and basically certify bowls. That's it. They run a hell of a basketball tournament. But in football, they got a lot of research in head injuries, which is great. But they can't they legally can't tell these schools what to spend, how to spend it, and they certainly can't cap it.
Dennis, do you have an answer for how this could go forward and try to come up with the right answer?
I think one release of the pressure valve is to let these players earn their name, image, and likeness, or create some sort of Olympic model where they can profit off
their accomplishments without everybody go, oh, they're professionals. I think it's reprehensible that Katie Ledecky, who's one of the finest, not only athletes, but students and Americans at Stanford, had to give up swimming for her school because to accept advertising money would have made her rendered her ineligible. I think that's reprehensible. So she practices in the same pool as her former teammates. And by the way, I think she signed a $7 million endorsement deal. But do any of us sitting here think she would have been any less of a college student or an amateur if she said, hey, I'll take that $7 million and put it in the trust fund until I graduate and everything's good? Or even if she doesn't. I think they've got to relieve pressure when you've got players being abused. And not only Maryland, there's a bunch of cases. Since June 13th, guys, three football players have died practicing football in shorts and T-shirts. I mean, that's ridiculous. That doesn't happen in any other sport.
That's a good point. Dennis, thank you. Let me ask you this real quick, Jessica. Do you think the club model overtakes the college model at some point in some sports?
Well, I think what you're talking about is, and Sports Illustrated wrote about it a few years ago, where, you know, who says you have to sponsor 16 sports, which I think is the minimum in the NCAA for Division I. Just take the revenue-producing sports, football, basketball, let them produce revenue and fund themselves, and let everything else be a club sport. There's no law that says those sports have to be funded, except the NCAA. If the number is 16, why isn't it 8? I mean, it's just an arbitrary number to put out there. We're funding the amateur model, and they're not doing a very good job of it right now.
Dennis, excellent stuff. Make sure you read his stuff at CBS Sports and covers college sports. We'd love to have you back on some other time. Dennis, great conversation.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports, joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.